This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know what humility looks like in action. When we look at Jesus' life, he was both bold as a lion and also meek as a lamb. When he chose to wash his disciples' feet, he was demonstrating humility in action. Initially, when Jesus moved to wash the disciples' feet, Peter was confused. He said, "Lord, you will never wash my feet." But Jesus told him, "If I don't wash you, you won't belong to me." Peter quickly responded, "Well, then, Lord, wash my hands and my head as well." What's interesting is that shortly after Jesus washed Peter's feet, Peter would deny him. And Jesus, of course, already knew this, yet he still chose to show him the love, compassion, and gentleness of a lamb. He still showed him humility. Ultimately, Jesus knew the man of God Peter would become. So who has God assigned to you, even if only for a season, and you could express more love, compassion, and humility towards them? This is where my work lies too, because sometimes I get so caught up in work that I forget about maybe someone God has put on my path. So today, that's on my list. So let us both be comforted and instructed by these words. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Luke 14:11. Watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel and share today's message. So today, be humble.